Mishnah says in Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph on the bottom that if you talking about the size of a mechitza, if you make a mechitza which is 10 fachim tall, it's kasher even though the mechitza does not reach the schach. The Mishnah says if a mishalshel tfanus milamata lamala and gavaya sarat fachim kasher, as long as it's 10 fachim high, it's kasher even though it doesn't reach the schach. The question is, how does that work? How do you have a mechitza that doesn't reach the schach? So Lechayr, the Pasha says, like the Ritva speaks out over here, that is al pi the halacha of good asik mechitza. We have halacha of good asik that says that you could extend the mechitza. We look at it in halacha as if it extends all the way up to the schach. And I can ask, M.K., why does it even have to be 10 fachim? Let it be any size and be masik the mechitza all the way up. So the Ritva bavarns that halacha mashem sinai was good asik mechitza. You have to have a shei mechitza, and then you say good asik. So if it doesn't have a shei mechitza, you don't say good asik. So first it has to be 10 fachim to give it a shei mechitza. Once it has a shei mechitza, now you can say good asik, and we look at it in halacha as if it's touching the schach. That's what the Ritva says. Now the problem is the Ran, earlier in the Avdalim Beis, has a famous chiddush that there is no din of good asik by sukkah. That's what he learned Pshat in the Gemara over there, when the Gemara says, Bina mechitzas hanikaras v'leka, when it comes to sukkah, there is no halach of good asik at all. You can't make a daifin out of good asik. That's good asik is said by Shabbos, but not by sukkah. So the question is, how does the Ran understand this mission over here? The mission says, L'hadiyah, you can have a wall which is only 10 fachim high, it's not touching the sach. If you don't have good asik, then there's a big gap of air between the sach and the wall. So what's the Pshat in that l'fi the Ran? And L'chayr, you have to say a chiddush in the Ran. This type of taka learns this way in one mahalach in earlier in Siman Dal, that the pshat is like this. The Ran understood that there is no halacha that the schach has to touch the daifin. There could be a gap between the schach and the daifin. The halacha is you need to have a mechitza asara, you need to have a daifin asara, you need to have schach on top of that daifin. But who said that the schach and the daifin have to touch? There's no such din. I mean, mainly, even though there's no good asik, it could work without it. That is L'chayr pshat in the Shitas Aran. Mashenge the Ritva held, no, there is a din that the schach has to touch a daifin, and that is accomplished through the halacha of good asik. We look at it as if it's touching, but the Ran, who doesn't hold of good asik by sukkah, must hold that there is no din halach, there's no halacha bechlal that the schach and the daifin have to touch. It comes out of very sensitive machlokes v'shainim. What's the pshat in the sukkah where the mechitzas are not megiel schach? Is it the pshat that it needs to touch a schach, and that is accomplished through the halacha l'mashmisina of good asik mechitza, or the pshat is that it does not need to touch it at all, and you don't need to come on to the halacha l'mashmisinai? And this shiloh will have ramifications later on, Bez Hashem, when we get to Rabbi Kibega's Chiddush, Lagabe combining two halachas and Mashem Sinai. That might be somewhat telling this machlekes v'shainim. We will see later on, Mitz Hashem.